I hope everyone had a wonderful Yom HaAtzma'ut, that it was uplifting and inspiring and allowed you to think about and connect to the land. One of the most famous Mishnayot, I think, in all of Perek Aleph is a dictum by Shammai. Asei Torah Tcha Keva, make your Torah permanent, make your Torah fixed. And many of the different commentaries comment on what exactly this means. What does it mean to fix Torah? What does it mean to make Torah fixed for yourself? And so there are many different approaches, and I encourage you to look inside, look them up. Bartanura has a beautiful approach, but for today we'll focus on the approach of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah explains that in life we have priorities. We have things that are primary, we have things that are secondary, we have things that are even tertiary. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains, what does it mean, Asei Torah Tcha Keva? It means that you should make your Torah permanent, you should make your Torah primary. So when it comes to your list of priorities of things that come first and second and third, we always have choices in life as to what we are going to do. Am I going to choose to watch the show? Am I going to choose to learn a little bit more Torah? Am I going to choose to talk to this friend and talk about Stam things? Or am I going to choose to talk to that friend about Torah? Am I going to choose to do some extra work? Or am I going to choose to take the time to learn Torah? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, what does it mean, Asei Torah Tcha Keva? Asei Torah Tcha Keva, make Torah permanent, make Torah primary. When you have a choice between things, always make Torah first. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains is that the outcome of this is that when one gets up to Shamayim, a person who has made Torah primary in their life will be primary in Gan Eden. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, a person who has made Torah secondary in their life will be secondary in Gan Eden. Rav Soloveitchik is a beautiful mashal to supplement Rabbeinu Yonah's approach. Rav Soloveitchik talks about a mother who always knows where her child is, or at least in the very beginning of the child's life, the mother always knows where the child is. And yet, in the very beginning, the mother has the child with her most of the time, caring for the child, looking out for the child's needs, making sure the child is okay. And when that mother, and then when that child grows up and the mother plays with her child, says the Rav, there is an acute awareness of the child. But as the child grows older and the mother works at a job or is distracted by some other activity, she still has a natural latent awareness, the Rav says, of her child's existence. I'll read the words from the Rav because they're so beautiful. This latent awareness remains throughout her entire lifetime and can never be extinguished. It is expressed in commitment, devotion, and in a feeling of identification, a feeling that she and the baby are one. The infant is the center of gravity of the parents' lives. They feel they cannot live without their child. And what the Rav says is that this awareness that the mother has for her child, in the beginning it's an acute awareness, and when they're together it's an acute awareness, but that latent awareness of wherever the child is, no matter how old the child grows, the mother will always be aware of the fact that she has a child that she wants to be caring for. And what the Rav so beautifully explains is that the same is true with regard to our Torah. That in reality, it's close to impossible to have an acute awareness of Torah 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But yet in our lives, we always have to have a latent awareness. We always have to have an awareness that we can't forget our Torah. That in the way that we do our lives and the way that we act in our lives, we have to always remember to Asei Torah Tcha Keva, make your Torah fixed. Make Torah so much a part of who you are that you always have an awareness of the way your life is supposed to run. That it isn't I'm taking a break from my Torah study to go live my life, but rather the awareness that Torah is such a fixed part of my life guides me in all of the other choices I make and all of the other things I do. And so as we enter into the upcoming few weeks, and we think about finals, and we think about reading week, and we think about the opportunities that we have, very often there are things that might interfere with our Torah learning, or even our own personal desires might interfere with our Torah learning. And so on the one hand, I encourage each and every one of us, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, I'm speaking to myself as well, make Torah primary, carve out time for Limud Torah, make that choice to choose Torah. And at the same time, even if there are things that for whatever reason have to be first on our priority list, or there are other reasons for why we have to do them, there should continue to be a latent awareness in our lives of Torah guiding us, guiding our choices, being a fixed part of who we are, a part that can grow, but a part that continues to remain in awareness that continues to remain there. Wishing all of you a wonderful night.